It's been a fun one for me. Can't really say I did that much because Monday is my day off. It's my Sunday and Saturday wrapped into one because I don't get anything else. And I got with me and my boy, John Luke and Sonny Slim. You know him as
well. What's up?
And we got talking about practice coming up for you next. But before we do get to that time, we want to thank the people that allow us to be out there, that support our station. Now, talking about practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Chico Paper Company, a family-owned cornerstone of downtown Chico for over 40 years. Located at 4th and Broadway, Chico Paper Company features an on-site custom framing studio and art gallery showing the largest selection of local and regional artists. Chico Paper Company can be reached by calling 891-0900 or at chicopapercompany.com. Right on, Chico Paper Company. Appreciate your support. And everyone out there that is currently listening, we appreciate you lending your ears to us for this next hour. Because like I said, talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show is coming up to you next. It's also the best one I hear of. I mean, we're the only one, so you know,
yeah.
Not much competition. Come at us, though.
The greatest ever.
To ever do it. But let's get to it. Talking about practice starts right now. I got sound effects, y'all. I got sound effects. Yay!
We talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
That is right, y'all. What is good? That is a time for talking about practice. You know that intro very well. We've been doing it for years now. Now, my man Giroux is currently not in the building. He is currently out doing a little vacay. Had some weddings and travelings he had to do, some family time as well. Should be coming back shortly, though. I hear he's coming back in town today. Maybe not. I'm not sure. I never know. That's what you do when you're friends with guys. You don't talk to each other.
He's like a warlock, you know. He just comes and goes.
Yeah, and you're like, bam, all right, there you are. You know?
We miss him, though. I mean, I do. I don't know if you do.
Speak for yourself, man. Speak for yourself. My life keeps chugging on. But that voice, like you said, is Sonny Slim, a.k.a. John Luke, and he is in the building with me, as always. And we are joined by the special one right now, Will. Tomasini!
What up, guys? What up?
Welcome to the show, man.
What's up, buddy?
We're doing good.
I always love having you on, man. This is awesome.
Dude, I enjoy this way.
The sultry voice of Will.
Yeah.
He provides a certain authenticity.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, when you're talking soccer and you have an American accent, you just can't get by.
Right.
You need something. You need a validity in his Italian.
Yeah.
It is.
Unfortunately, the accent's way gone.
I mean, you still can tell, though. Unfortunately.
No, there's still some subtle notes.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
And then you have also the last name, too.
Yeah, that's legit.
It ends in a vowel.
Yeah. You win. Is that all it takes? Is that ending in a vowel?
That's like a rule of thumb. Yeah. You know,
mine
Italians.
Nine times out of ten,
Italians
dude,
usually
honestly.
Have, you know, a vowel ending.
Mine ends in a vowel. Granted.
Yeah, but you.
I have a weird last name.
I thought you were Japanese when I first met you.
A lot of people do, actually.
That's fair.
No, he's not.
I know, but it's fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair.
You see the last name, it obviously.
He looks a little Mr. Miyagi-ish, too. Like, I feel like that could have been your grandfather.
Well, let's wax off this subject right now and wax on to this one because we got a big show for you. I did find stuff for us to talk about. There actually is stuff going on in the world of sports. We might get a little soccer heavy. Sorry. Very soccer heavy. There's a lot going on. It's so much fun. I can't wait. But we do have a show. So today we're going to start with the Dodgers. So don't worry, North State. I know. What are you doing, Derek? Starting the show with the Dodgers. But there's a reason to my madness. I'm going to be hating on them, so you're going to love it. Don't worry, North State. You're going to love this talk. Little League World Series is underway.
Yes.
And we apparently see who is getting human growth hormones out there. Spain,
man,
looking at you.
Those kids are huge.
Right.
Huge.
Fantasy football is coming back, and I hate it. We got Herm Edwards. He's back on the sideline. And I wish I was at ASU. And not for more reason, just to party in the girls. Zion Williamson.
But that's Zion, also a reason.
Yeah, yeah, it's part of it. So, Zion Williamson isn't human. My God. Everyone just might as well roll out of the way.
Seriously.
Coming through.
Yeah.
Obviously, we got a little foot and mouth. And some news from LA correspondent that has been pre-recorded. We got some real technical stuff going on in the back.
Wow.
Of the show, so
hang impressed,
on, y'all.
Man.
Hang on, y'all. Yeah, we got to go.
Not dropping the ball.
Yes.
Yet.
But who else is dropping the ball? The Dodgers are dropping the ball. So I start here because they lost in a rather spectacular fashion. It's happened before. We've seen it before. A balk-off. But the reason why this balk-off is so significant, because the Dodgers themselves are such an enigma of team right now. They have the highest run differential in the NL, and they have the third fewest amount of runs given up in the MLB. That sounds like a great combination.
Right, that's a playoff team there.
Winning.
They are fifth in the wild card right now. They are fourth in the third.
Does that say something about the West or the NL? Or
it
does
says
that say
something about our game in one-run games.
Yeah.
We are abysmal in run-run games.
You know, losing Jensen, your closer, it's
especially when we have zero bullpen to begin with.
Right.
It's been heart-wrenching to watch, and it's making me realize...
Yeah, the Giants almost swept you guys last series.
Yeah, that was close.
That was awful.
Yeah. A lot of ninth-inning debacles. Again, eighth and ninth inning, late
games. We had the leads. We had the chance to close. One game, we didn't have the lead.
Puig swinging on fools.
It was like great. He always does. We had a great series, and unfortunately for you Giant fans, you enjoyed it a lot more than I did.
Yeah.
Because...
We don't have a lot to look forward to.
Not as much, and if you had swept, you might have had a chance.
Yeah,
and some big role, but you just don't have the team this year.
Your team
is not there.
No, it's rebuilt.
And as a Dodger fan, I mean, you guys don't be quick to count you guys selves out.
We're not.
I mean, that division's still wide. You're fifth in the wild card, but
our division is still two, three
games back.
Yeah, we're two games back from Arizona with the Rockies in between.
Yeah, Rockies are a half right there.
And
so.
But still, it's just a simple fact that when you look at this team and you see
Giants
how
are only eight, by the way, we could still do this. Yeah. Have faith.
Yeah. Hold out the put the hope out there.
I mean, 2010, we went on an 11-game win streak to get to the playoffs.
I hear you.
Just saying.
I mean, it's not happening this
baseball
year.
Baseball is just crazy. Again, you just, the team you have is just, it's not made up for.
Mm-hmm.
But the Dodgers, they do have a team
they
that, when you look at it, should be stacked. And they put up runs. They're putting up the highest run differential in the league.
Yeah.
In the National League. Third, fewest runs allowed. And yet, they're just in this situation. And I just want to hit on them for a little bit because it hurts me. Because if we don't win it this year, it's not going to happen because of how many teams are coming up. You have
Atlanta
Braves coming up.
But, I mean, the Dodgers are a young team. They have some veteran presence. But, I mean, with Bellinger and...
Kershaw is on his... he's really right
now. He's kind of on his peak right now.
This is his peak. And
he's about to hit the downhill.
We're missing the peak of his career. And we're going to go, to that downslope and hope that something...
Now you know how we feel with Bonds.
Okay. Fair.
Welcome to our life.
But,
well, not,
I mean, I guess...
Not Wales, he's a Braves fan, which are doing really well right now, by the way.
Yeah, we just got swept by the Rockies at home.
That doesn't help me out at all.
No, I know. That's what I mean. Like,
you guys have a chance. Like, you are leading the division, are you not?
I think by a half game.
Because you have the Phillies on your butt as well, who are crazy good this year.
Yeah, but the only reason why we're still there is because the Phillies just got worked by the Mets.
Yeah,
man.
The Mets
are 24-2 in one game or something like that. Like, it was incredible.
And this is where we try to fix baseball, and where Rob Manfred, you need to listen up. The fact that we have had 60 relief pitching appearances from position players is an absolute joke.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Absolute joke.
It's a joke to the game of baseball, but it's entertaining.
No doubt.
Are you not entertaining? You see a random shortstop coming in, you're like, okay, let's see what this guy's at.
But 60 times?
Yeah.
60 times?
No, yeah, it's...
That is...
I'm entertained by when, like, if the guy who comes in... strikes out the batter, then I'm entertained.
Right.
But if the guy comes
in,
he's just
Pablo
giving up.
Well, that one Pablo came out had a 11-pitch inning and got out of it, had like two ground balls and a strikeout. If you come back
cool
to the
to
dugout, though, as a player, and you just struck out by a second baseman that hasn't pitched since high school.
You know, yeah, that to me is awesome.
You're bummed out.
Yeah. If you don't put up at least like, I'll put up the warning track at least.
That's,
then it's like, look bad at
that. That's like the company softball team. You owe a pitcher of beer
to
the whole squad.
It's deserved. I mean, you did not do anything against a guy who doesn't play.
Man.
And it's sad that that's where baseball is at because it's such a weird enigma that's going on this season that your teams are just completely and utterly finding finding their stroke in like the span of time where they put up 20 plus runs. And yeah. it's like, oh, my goodness, in one game.
Yeah, it's happened multiple times, I've noticed. I mean,
the Dodgers have had huge gap games.
The Mets this year are like the only team ever to get 24 runs scored on and then score 24 runs in the same year. Like, it's incredible. Like, how...
What is going on?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, with besides the Mike Trouts or the, you know, Giancarlo Stantons of baseball, there's, it's like kind of this shift in the celebrity of baseball where there's not like the superstars we had growing up, and you're kind of getting those new superstars, but they're not like what we're used to, the Greg Maddox, the, yeah. you know what I mean, the great athletes that are coming in and getting it year in and year out. They have these kind of peak years, and then they kind of disappear for a while. Like Puig, when he first came into the league, great example, was electrifying, was crazy to watch, was super entertaining to watch, and then he, you know, gets sent down to the minors and kind of has his off-the-field antics and stuff like that, and it's just, there's not that, baseball's kind of lost that kind of touch, or I feel, you know, like the...
Well, what I think that just goes to show you how difficult this game truly is. I mean, it is such a tough sport to play.
No, I agree.
In terms of the skill that you need to have. I mean, the ability to be able to hit a 90 mile per hour fastball is ridiculous. You put any random person out there, we're ducking for cover, we're going back in the dugout. Like, nah, I want no part of that. Like, whizzing by your face, like, that's a...
Right.
That is a boulder coming at you. Right, not really a boulder, but a very good-sized rock. That could take your
stone.
Head. A stone. Thank
nice
you.
Nice stone.
Solid stone. Not a boulder. A solid stone. And you just zoom with ease. He flings it. You know, with willy nilly, he plays it through life. That's the game of baseball. And not to mention, very regional out there. And
it is. Yeah.
You have so many other sports to compete with at this time, as football and basketball.
Like we've seen it with the season going so long, it runs into the end of basketball. Yeah. It starts. You know, so no one cares in the beginning because they're into the, you know, NBA playoffs or the NHL playoffs. And then that ends and it gets kind of further in and you're more or less looking to the start of football season. You know, there's kind of that month right around the All-Star break where people are starting to kind of get interested. And then August hits and you're like, all right, we got, you know, 3 weeks till football.
It's like, true, and it takes a backseat.
It does, man. It's just, there's the marketing campaigns for the MLB need to drastically be changed because it's
just tough also, man. 162 games, you know, I mean, I personally like baseball. Like, I enjoy watching it.
Right.
Just because, like Derek said, it's a game of skill that's on a different level, but 162 games is so much.
That's draining.
It is.
For us as fans. And I know as you as players, it's very draining, well, too. Like, I'm saying as a fan, like, oh, my God.
In a day and age where our attention span is that of, you know, less than 30 seconds, right, and we're on Instagram and Snapchat and all these different, you know, social media platforms that keep you constantly looking to something else or constantly something new, you know, popping up, it's like, we can't sit here for 9 months and, like, just, really? Come on. Yeah. Can't do it. Shorten the league.
Get better, Rob Manfred. I'm just saying, change it up. We gave you perfect ideas of how to change it up.
Trampoline on the warning track.
I'm just saying,
let's do it.
Oh, if we had my rule of
install it,
would be Ken Griffey out there. It'd be awesome.
I mean, I'm just saying, I like my rule that if you hop out of the dugout, you better be throwing punches, because that brawl between the Giants and Dodgers would have been amazing if my rule was in effect.
Ninth inning, you set your lineup to how you want it.
Boom. Brawl City,
Mike Trout
baby.
Got the last out in the eighth inning. Boom, put him up in the very, very first bat.
Speaking of making the lineup the way you want to, we're looking at Little League World Series, and in particular you, Spain, who apparently have found themselves a diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
A boy by the name of Ronald Vizcaíno.
Nice.
Who is 6'1", 248 pounds.
248 pounds. That's 30 pounds less than LeBron James.
That's crazy.
This guy is...
And he's quote-unquote 12.
This guy is—he was apparently bigger than 96.6% of MLB players.
Of all MLB players,
that's
larger
insane.
Than
this guy is supposed to be 12 years old. Apparently, right? That's a cutoff. You can't be more
12. Yeah,
by 12.
Time this 12 is the 10 to 12.
10 to 12. Yeah. What?
It's insane.
Going on?
Spain. It brings a whole new meaning to took a pill in Ibiza. You know?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Maybe steroids?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We got it.
You know, this kid is enormous, man. Hey, honestly, though, I watched one of their games yesterday, I believe, and I wasn't really impressed.
Really?
I mean,
For I'm being 6'1", 248, you'd think.
Yeah, I'm expecting Danny Almonte back in the day, you know, 2001, throwing 100 miles an hour. That kid was throwing 81 miles an hour back in the day. I mean, granted, he was 15, but I'm expecting a 6'1", 248. His reach when he's coming off that mound, it's 45 feet. Yeah. His reach, I mean, he's already got that over the kids. And he's, I mean,
gas.
I wasn't really impressed.
Get better. This guy, you know.
Yeah, he's scary, I guess, to get up in the box.
How's he with the bat?
Oh, he's a beast.
Okay. Yeah,
he's a beast.
No, I was just awesome. Saying, I expect that at least. If he wasn't that, I'd be like, oh my goodness, what are we having with this kid right now?
The team, though, and the team that I am always going to put my money on in a Little League World Series.
The West.
In America, yeah, the West. Always. It's either a Southern California team or it's Hawaii.
Anytime
it's Hawaii, bet the house. Because these kids are good. This team from Honolulu is ridiculous.
I don't know what it is about Hawaii, man. Hawaii. I'm sorry.
Hawaii.
Yeah, I didn't know they spawned Little League gems like that.
Yeah.
They love their baseball.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of interesting that this tournament... John actually likes this tournament.
I love the Little League World Series.
That's pretty cool.
I love it.
I love it. I find it rather just, like fly.
Just the tournament, you know, vibe of it. You got the different countries.
Relive past memories.
Yeah. Well, no, I was never good at baseball. Oh, I was never good at baseball. I actually
you were good at baseball.
Sophomore year, I got carried off the field in like a celebratory way after a practice when I got a hit in practice. Just a standard single. I was carried off the field. So it's like I'm more of like a Simon Birch or like a Rudy kind of.
Did you just really call yourself Simon Birch?
Well,
How dare you?
I'm not a little person, but yeah.
Rudy is a better one.
Yeah. I was the guy that either bunted or didn't swing, and that was by coach's orders. You know, just, hey, just stand in the box.
Hey, yo, take one for the team. Put your elbow in there, all right?
Maybe.
Get a walk, but we're going to make you steal.
Yeah, I was good in the field. I was a good defenseman. Baseball was never my thing. So maybe that's why I'm into it. I just look at these kids like, man, wish I could have done that. Wish I could have been there.
I mean, hitting baseball is very difficult.
It is, especially from 45 feet.
Yeah.
Let's be real here.
I mean, from 66 point, however many feet.
I think it's just 60.
66
and a half.
60.6.
Right? Oh, okay.
Okay.
Isn't it 60.6?
I don't know.
We should know this.
I wish we had Brad here. Yeah. Just have an empty space.
Oh, yeah. Shouts to Statman Brad not being here. Didn't want to forget you, Brody. We didn't forget about you.
No, we didn't
at
all.
I slightly did from the beginning of the show until now. Thank you. I knew he wasn't going to be here. I was like, oh, my gosh, he's not here right now. Where has he been?
We need a missing persons report.
Nah, Statman Brad's doing big things, so shouts to you, Statman Brad. He'll be back next week.
So Little League World Series, full effect. Super excited. I wish with the legalization of betting, going around for sports betting, at least, you know.
Start betting kids.
Let's start betting Little League. I mean, what's better than the helicopter parent that now has money riding on the game?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yo, Timmy, if you don't get a sit, you're going to work with me.
Or hey, okay, Timmy,
we're in the hole.
Or hey,
we are big time in the hole.
Hey, Timmy, take a strikeout right now.
Look, I got a parlay going with you guys in Puerto Rico.
A 12-year-old is never going to get a parlay. He's going to be like, what? Take a strikeout? Dad, I can hit this. Take a strikeout right now. I need this.
See, that's the American dream right there.
Yeah, that's the dark side of it. But honestly, I mean, we're looking at another March Madness if they allow betting on Little League World Series.
Yeah, I know plenty of people will jump on that.
It's just... And with teams like Spain, you look at that, you're like, wow, this guy's 6'1", 240.
And if you're from Hawaii, bet the house.
Bet the house, always. The house. Yeah. Honolulu, my money's running on you. My fake money is right. I don't know. Anyways, yeah.
That's your pick for the tournament.
Yes, but that's my pick. Yeah.
So your pride is riding on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Okay, so as we move on to this world of Little League World Series and into... I really don't want to get into it because I'm not a big fan of it, but it is something that's coming up, and it's fantasy football. I just got hit with the text from my boys back home. He's like, hey, man, fantasy football season's upon us, y'all. $100 buy-in. Who's in? And, like, those are my boys back home. I don't really get to talk to them that much. And the kind of only reason I do it is to kind of keep in touch.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's a good way to stay in touch with the friends.
But I hate fantasy football.
What?
I hate the whole – I just want to be able to watch a game.
Please tell me, Will, that's not you.
I'm addicted. No,
he tried to get me in the league. I told him, I was like, yo, man, I'm already in more leagues I want to be right now.
I love it. Two is my max, though. I can't be in more than two leagues. After that, I'm just... My teams contradict each other.
Yep.
I it's, I can't do it.
I just kind of want to be able to just, because I'm honest.
Watch football, football is, or just yeah, regularly.
Watch football. Not care.
But it puts a nice spin. Like when I'm watching the Lions and the Ravens, you know, I'm like, I don't care. I don't like these two teams, but I have three of their players
going in there. You know, you're you just know? Like, okay, maybe
I need their I need the Ravens running back to do well.
I totally understand the lore of that. I do. It gets you interested in all these games. I just still hate that factor of, so, of having to like look up people, maintain some semblance of knowledge, have to have an interactive week with these guys, like trading all the
God
time.
God forbid you learn like, something.
And it's like, I don't need to know anymore.
God forbid you keep your brain.
I just want to watch and see spectacular plays happen on the field in front of me, and I might find out your name later in life. I don't want to know it before you actually do it.
Yeah, well, now we're probably not going to get that with the new helmet rule, so...
Well, you're still going to have spectacular catches, and you're going to have like, wide receivers going crazy right now because no one can hit anymore.
That's true.
Could so wide receivers are the future.
Could be the highest scoring year in fantasy ever.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. I'm super excited, though.
I mean, the only way I actually will do fantasy football is if it's PPR, because that's the only way I want
to
do
it. Yeah, that's the only way to play. Yeah. That's the only way to go.
So with that being said, you hate fantasy football. How many leagues are you in this year?
I am two.
You're in two?
I'm two.
Okay.
I mean, I'm refusing. I can easily. I might be in three if I get sucked into one, really, because it's a deep, dark hole. But it's
just when I thought I was out, they pulled me right back in.
That's a donor card for you guys, and I'm apparently a fantasy donor because like I will do it because people are gonna say, "Oh man, you probably just suck at fantasy or something." I'm like, no, I've actually won on a couple of occasions. I've lost two. I've come in last place because I stopped caring.
Okay,
you get to a point where you're like, I'm not doing anything.
If your team, everybody on your team, you're just like, this is a wash this year.
Yeah.
Tight. I got to wait till next year.
Yeah.
Or you could just consider yourself a great manager and go up to the waiver wires and pick up a solid replacement.
Sure, but different waiver wires work different ways. You know, I mean,
all I'm here is an excuse, Will. That's all
I'm
here.
I'm in a league that's pretty competitive.
I've heard, yeah. I've heard. That's a legendary league that you're in.
Yeah.
That is a legendary Chico league that you're in.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. You and got like a home mortgage on betting on that.
Yeah, down payment, yeah.
Close. But you can buy a new house if you win.
Or down payment.
Case in point. Yeah. Brand new washer and dryer and fridge. So thanks, guys.
See fantasy, man. It supplies the fantasies in your life.
Let's do this real quick, just on the fly. You got the first overall pick. Who you going with?
Oh, my word.
Who you going
with?
Again,
we're on a PPR league.
PPR league. We're doing PPR, league. Yeah. Which is, for those listeners that don't know, that is points per reception. So you also get points for just a catch. So
you should.
Yeah, it brings significance to the running back's value.
But, and your receivers too.
Certain
ones in particular.
The Edelmans of the world.
Yes. Oh my God, he was money back in the day.
Still is.
Landry.
Ooh, nice.
It's a toss up between Todd Gurley and DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay. Wow. DeAndre Hopkins. I like that take.
Dude, Deshaun Watson coming back.
Yeah, I like that. And he was a beast.
Money last year.
Before Deshaun went down.
Man, and when he went down. Still.
Right. Yeah. Even when he. Yeah.
The 1 year I drafted him is the year that he just was like, nah.
But I'm going to take this year off. I'm going to take this year off.
I just feel that you have Deshaun Watson back. That he's looking. He looked. I saw. I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, I saw him one game. He looked amazing. I did. I saw him one game. He looked pretty good. And I was like, oh, man, Deshaun, you don't look that bad right now. All right.
I mean, coming off an ACL.
That's impressive. And, I mean, everyone has talked nothing but hype about this guy. He has been Clemson coach. But, yeah, it would be Gurley or I think Hopkins. I honestly would probably lean towards Hopkins just because I want the affinity of a wide receiver. But Gurley on that offense in L.A. could be scary, too.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, he was. He was great. I got him, I think, last year.
I think that's what I would go with. I think I'd go with Gurley.
Gurley, okay.
Gurley. Just because, you know, he's valuable as a receiver. Just the entire offense, he's a focal point to that offense. So,
what's
weird at the end of the seasons, you always see your total points from each player. Quarterbacks always end up scoring the most points. Why are these not the number one picks overall?
Because you can grab those guys later on.
But why is that? Like, why does everyone like, I'll get him in the late round?
There's a lot more of those.
Honestly, it used to be up until about, I'd say maybe 4 years ago, like Aaron Rodgers and dudes like Peyton Manning were in the top 20 all the time.
That's true,
Tom Brady. But now there's, like, so few running backs
and
wide receivers that can really get you those upper echelon points.
Because there's a decent number of quarterbacks. Even the bad quarterbacks will give you a solid game.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, like, a top 15 quarterbacks will give you a solid game, you know?
Right.
While there might be, and you have to, that's one slot you have to fill.
That's true. True.
So if you have a double QB league, then you might be.
That's insane.
Yeah. Let's put this out there for all the different rules.
Yeah.
All right. Let's stick with some classical rules.
You're straight having a fantasy show right now. It's terrible.
No, it's you know, I'm just saying, if you have a defensive player in your league or two quarterbacks, quit. Just stop.
It was. I've done it, man. It's so much.
I did it 1 year.
Me too. Never again. Yeah. Never again.
Why would you make the draft is like, I'm over this. Yeah. Like, I'm over I'm over the normal one.
Who is this guy?
Like, I'm over, yes. You, that's when you're like, it's like, you really got to know your teams. Like, I was like, I need a list of everybody in the league right now. And I need like a FIFA ranking along with them. Yeah. I need to know your stats, bro.
Agility 57.
Yes. All right. No. Okay. You're out. Okay. What's your strength now? Are you green? All right. You're good. I'm looking at you. Okay. So as that fantasy world does come to an end, a fantasy world that I actually would like to participate in is the one where Herm Edwards is my head coach. Now, he currently is the head coach at ASU, and I'm a fan of ASU. I don't know what it is. Herm Edwards, love that guy. No matter what, that's a fine
fan. That is fun.
He loved his presence all the time on ESPN. Always thought we got that bad shtick when he was with the Chiefs and the Jets as the head coach.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't bad.
No, yeah, I mean, he did all right, man.
I don't think he's probably the best head coach out there. I mean, it's kind of interesting for a cornerback to come in as a head coach, but hey, good on you, brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's just fun to listen to.
Yeah, he was a good listen on ESPN for sure.
He always gave a passion.
I'm interested to see how he handles that program. I mean, he always kind of comes off too as the preachy kind of father figure, which, I mean, let's be honest, you know, ASU needs some
preaching.
Needs some preaching in their life, you know.
Careful where get those priests from, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I
sorry. Or should we not be going down that road?
Yeah.
No, let's not do that.
But no, I'm interested. I mean, in the Pac-12, it's the Pac-12 every single year always has, you know, one or two great teams that you could potentially say, you know, this team, we could see a team in a playoff. But the Pac-12 just picks each other apart.
Yeah.
And a Stanford, a SC, these teams always pick each other apart. So hopefully ASU can kind of get in the mix in the South in that division a little bit more.
It's tough. We'll see what he brings to it. You know, I mean, like being more of a defensive coach and everything. So that might help out because there is no defense in the Pac-12. It's just Swiss cheese out there.
I mean, I like that.
Yeah. It's incredible. Cheese. Like quarterbacks go out there and be like, well, it's a Tuesday night game. I'm going to throw 600 yards and 5 touchdowns. You're like, who is this guy?
It's valid.
You know?
I mean, let's face it. The Pac-12, trash league. The fact that kind of gets
not,
a big...
It's not, though.
The fact that it gets a bit into it, I think, is kind of a...
Why it has
it's
to
a
get
power
a bid,
five.
Man. Yeah, it
is
has
it
to
really
get
a power
bid.
Five though?
It's considered it.
Yeah,
is
it really, I mean, would you really consider it a power five conference?
What's a bummer about the Pac-12 is they have two. You know, it's like the SEC where they have the West and the East. Like they play the majority of their teams are going to be, if they're not in their own division, you know, the Pac-12 South, they're playing the Pac-12 North, and they're playing these teams that are still good teams. That are it's like the Big Ten. You see, right. The Big Ten, they have to play each other.
They're kind of trash too.
Oh man, they got some. They
the Big Ten has like five or six teams that could be playoff bound this year.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You know, they just it's
maybe,
one, it's those
maybe
leagues.
The Big 12
like,
is kind of trash.
Everyone gives this credit to SEC, but you know, let's face it. I mean, besides Bama, maybe Auburn, you can argue there's not really been another SEC team that's competing. You know, it's the
Georgia gets close, but they never
Georgia in the last couple years, yeah, and for the years to come, they should be a you know someone to kind of mess with Alabama, but I mean for the most part, it's been ACC or Big Ten, you know, and it's whatever Big Ten team that can survive that gauntlet of Michigan, Ohio State, Wisconsin now in that division, you know, tough. It's
Wisconsin.
Talk about Swiss cheese, huh?
Some curds,
no. All right.
Hey, cheese state, we get it. Wisconsin cheeseheads, we understand. All right.
Brad's not here, so I got to throw in some weird dad jokes, okay?
We'll let it stew. Melt away in the pot. Nice. All right, moving on right now. As we got our fantasy talk out of the way, it's over with now. We're going to go into a little portion of the time. We got some news coming up. Before we do get to that, we have to thank our sponsors. It's important to do so. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by The Handlebar, offering 28 taps of craft beer, German-inspired pub fare, and outdoor patio. Located on 20th Street in Chico, next to Winco, open weekdays 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. until midnight on weekends. The Handlebar is a specialty beer bar for the adventurer. You can find The Handlebar on Facebook or call 894-BEER for for more information. Right on, Handlebar. Appreciate your support here at KZFR. And once again to you, the listener, giving us your time of day, lending us your ears. We appreciate you. Now, on to the news. Unfortunately, I don't have that drop. That drop that Dro did create for me for the news was spectacular because it sums up everything perfect. I go into this. Where I find my news, it's late breaking and means absolutely nothing. But it's funny to me. That's why I give it to you. Now, Trevor Noah. You guys know him as the host of Comedy Central's daily news. What's it called?
The Daily Show.
Thank you.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Yes. There is currently, he brings to his attention, a GoFundMe page that was created for Peter Strzok, the FBI, that fired FBI agent who from the Trump administration because they found in that he was doing the Trump investigation and they found some tweets that pretty much compromised his bias in his investigation. Now, there's a GoFundMe page for this man to help him with his legal bills. Now, there is originally set a standard of $150,000 for this guy, which was raised rather quickly. They actually said, actually, I need $350,000. And he got that rather quickly. So I need $500,000. And he is soon on to way to receiving $500,000 for showing his biases against the president and being an FBI agent that he was investigating. Wow. Now, the reason why I bring this up, this guy got this amount of money this quick. When there are people out there who are on GoFundMe with, like, legit medical issues. Like, yo, I kind of need a liver over here or else I'm not living. Or my heart, it ain't beating too well. It's going to die. Oh, I got cancer. A lot of those out there. And yeah, this is the guy that, like, yo, we'll give you $500,000 right quick. Take it. Take care of your legal fees because we don't like Trump, too. I bet you those people that are like, yo, man, I don't like Trump either.
First of all, yeah, this guy, the position he was in, I'm pretty sure the pension plan that he's on, he'll be okay.
Yeah, is he broke? Like, why is he getting a GoFundMe?
He's like the head of the FBI.
I know he wasn't getting like $55K a year. There's no way.
Yeah. I mean, if you become a special investigator for this type of a big of a case, you're definitely getting six figures, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, if you're walking in there for a job like that and you're like, I only want $65,000. We'll call it even. I mean, come on.
Actually, we don't need you because you sound really stupid because of how much you just came in with your asking price. That's what they would do. Like, dude, you clearly don't know what you're getting yourself into. So this guy, Peter, I don't even... I can't pronounce it.
And he apologizes that he can't pronounce it.
Do I? I don't know. You know what, man? You just got $500,000 on GoFundMe. Go fund this, baby, okay? Moving on to my next story. It's so good, y'all. I promise. It gets better from here. They always do.
Sometimes.
How dare you? Respect the news, okay? I'm glad you're doing this because it's allowing me to filibuster as my...
Yeah, that's up. What I'm doing.
Yeah, thank you.
That's exactly what
you're
I did.
You're doing a terrible job of it now because we just had to bring it up. But here we go. Now, I don't know about you guys. Apparently, cops these days are using Reddit to help solve crimes. As there was a hit and run in the state of Washington on a guy on a bike was hit and run and unfortunately died. Now, the only piece of evidence they had of the car was a piece that the cop didn't even know it was. So he took a picture of it, posted it on Reddit.com under one of those sites of what is this thing? And apparently one of the Reddit users, Jeff Nuts, quickly identified the piece of metal as belonging to a headlamp bezel of a 1988 Chevy Silverado. Now, finally, the cops got something to go off of, and based on that information, was able to lead to an arrest in this crime.
No way.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, if you is Reddit that credible of a site?
I mean, obviously, the guy's not going to, like, just take his word.
Exactly where it was at. That's, I thought it was for sure Wikipedia.
And what town are you in that you're like, yep, we only got one 88 Silverado?
I'm just saying, it gives you at least
yeah. Oh, that's John's down the street.
I'm just saying, it gives you at least a headway of saying, hey, we're looking for a pickup truck now. That was in this
may
area.
Or may not be busted.
Yeah. And
has this missing like piece said, to it.
So Washington State Patrol Trooper John Batista, good on you, brother, using Reddit.
Man, I guess. I mean,
hey, millennials, man, are good for something.
That's one way to solve crimes, man.
It's like Minority Report or something. There's like some chicks dreaming this stuff up.
Enemy of the State. Like, just people.
I just watched that.
It's a great movie.
It is.
Anyways.
Manure is a really good one, too.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you out there who are in San Francisco and dearly, dearly miss all those straws that are taken away from you, it's a terrible thing. You know, straws are gone now because of all the plastic that's being it's a really ridiculous thing, I feel. Yeah. In terms of the amount of plastic that's actually being thrown away, that I feel the straws are, you know,
a yeah, drop we're not going to put that much of a dent into it, I feel, off of straws.
Am I saying we should stop? We shouldn't try to? No. But the fact that they put, SF have put this much of an effort, and the country in general has put this much of an effort into helping this world ban the world of straws, is kind of ridiculous. Now, there is one restaurant that is fighting the good fight here in San Francisco. The Sentinel, located in the Financial District, has the following message on the bottom of their menus. Napkin straws and bags are available upon request. You can still get needles for free, though. Welcome to SF.
Oh, wow.
That is right, because SF is notoriously known for providing out free needles to people who have the needs for those. And those needles are found throughout the entire city everywhere. On bus benches, street corners, but no straws.
No straws.
Get rid of the straws.
I recently went to the city, to San Francisco, and I'm pretty sure I had straws. So I think
just is a recent thing, isn't it?
I mean, how recent? Yeah. I went early August. I went for my birthday, early August. So
I feel like it was
I had multiple straws. Well,
killing turtles.
They're playing catch up.
They already had those in surplus. They're like, once we run out, then we'll
with the cardboard.
I mean, I'm not going to waste this money right now. Like, come on.
Yeah, it is.
It's like the smoking ban.
There's people in the world that are, you know, starving and, you know,
I mean,
need to have a GoFundMe page for, you know, their disease and ailments that they can't pay for. But yet, let's write some legislation for these straws.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I did a story a few weeks ago that there was a bag of poop, human feces found in SF, on the streets of SF.
Yeah, well, I
believe all that.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. No straws, though. Moving on. That's the news, y'all. You're welcome.
Yeah. Anything that's about saving the earth, I'm down for. Yeah.
Hey, man, the less trees there are in the world, the less I have to worry about saving them. That's one way of looking at it.
That's just logic in that way.
Speaking of spectacular feats, Zion Williamson.
Oh.
If this is a guy you've not heard of before, you must not either have Instagram and don't follow any like sports page whatsoever, because this is the next dude. This is the dude for the future of basketball. Now, granted, he's playing alongside he's gone to Duke, where he is a beast. This guy is 6'8", 270 pounds or something.
Yeah, 280.
He is would make him the largest player in the NBA right now. He's like Draymond size. I think the only person that's bigger than him is Boban Marjanovic, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And he's like ten pounds heavier.
Yeah. And that guy is 7'6" and has the hands that can crush a face.
Have you ever seen his ears? They're insane.
Or his dance moves or anything that human being does, it just is weird.
Yeah, you're just something. Like you're from way Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Anyone with that the itch name? You just can tell, like, I feel like there's some nuclear plant stuff happening.
Oh, dude, he grew up in, like, a cabin by one or something. You know, like.
And he is just, bam, dude, I am a basketball player.
I had no choice.
They're crazy. But I digress. Zion Williamson. This kid is a freak. Now, they had a...
Of nature.
Yes. Well. Like, he's not human. He's from Planet Messy, I feel, you know?
Nice.
And this guy... What he's able to, like, I saw him in one of his warm-up dunks that he was doing, and it's just, like, he levitates into the rim, and just, like, his head's above it, and just, like, floating up there. Like, hey, what's up? Having a good time. Gravity does not apply to this man. Now, he had a scrimmage game against, up in Canada, against, what was that school? Glick? I can't remember. It's in Canada. One of the top basketball programs up there. And they obliterated him. He and R.J. Barrett, who is also...
R.J. Barrett, the number one.
The number one recruiter. Yeah, Zion Williamson, not even the number one dude. R.J. Barrett, number one dude.
He's the number three.
Is also at Duke. So they got the one and three.
And the number two.
And they have the two... They have one, two, and three.
They have one, two, and three.
One, two, and three. So Duke. Yeah, for sure. You're really...
Nice haul, Mike.
What did Coach K do over this week, this summertime?
Man.
He worked some voodoo magic out there.
Yeah, this has got to be the most talented... This. It reminds me of a... of a Kentucky Wildcats team. You know, I feel like this is
early Wildcats type stuff.
Wildcats even, always get these kind of teams, you know, that are just, you know, the John Wall with
not a Coach K style
Anthony
team,
Davis, and all that, you know, all those kind of like freshmen that are like guaranteed one. RJ Barrett and Zion Williamson could be starters in the NBA today.
Yeah, they will be there in a year.
And they should be. Adam Silver, get rid of that stupid rule as well.
Yeah.
Guys going from the from high school directly into the NBA. Again, I digress, though. This guy's only 18, and he's already that big.
Yeah.
Like, you would think he's going to get bigger. Like, you haven't stopped growing yet.
Yeah,
his
two last games, he went scored 28 points, 13 rebounds, and then his last game was 34 points and 10 rebounds. The guy is an animal.
He really is.
He's a man among boys out there, one of the youngest out there. It's insane to watch.
I mean, I don't know why Adam Silver hasn't got rid of that rule. I think the NBA would love to see this guy in there right now.
Right now. Well, and you see, it's not even... I mean, he's honing his skills in certain ways, but in certain ways you're hurting the kid because he's not playing up to, you know, his potential. You know, he's driving the lane, and these kids are getting out of the way. Like, you're not going to take a charge from someone that's 6'8", 280, and super athletic, moving quick.
No, not if you're 5'10".
You know what I mean?
I mean,
yeah.
You taking a charge means you're being taken to the hospital afterwards.
Yeah. It's if they don't. If they don't go pretty deep in this tournament this year for March Madness, I'm going to be
I really wonder. You have 1, 2, and 3 all going to Duke. Now, I feel, we had this conversation with Jalen McFerrin when we interviewed him on our podcast about 2 months ago or so. And we're talking about if you're known as, like, the best guy, like, you're for sure going to the NBA. I don't know why, like, is Duke a fun school? I would want to go for, like, you know, if I have to, I'd go to a school that, like, I might just have fun with for a year.
Like
you know,
ASU.
Like ASU. I'm just saying, some places
Florida State.
And see, like, you know, hey, man, let's see how far I can take this team into the tournament. How well can I do it? You know, like, why would you, like I don't know, I guess, like, trying to hone your skills as best you can, but it's like, I'll still get decent skills. I'll still get my play time, and I'm going to the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking Duke here.
Is Duke kind of known for that? Is that fun little time?
Well, it's prestige, you know? Yeah,
I was coached by Coach K.
Coach K has that respect in the entire basketball community, NBA.
I'd rather get
coached
by Coach K in the Olympic Games.
Which they probably will as well, you know? But, I mean, Duke, you have all these athletes coming through there, not to mention the student body that's going through there. I mean, just for a year, look at the Hills. You know, Grant Hill's mom went to Duke and was roommates with Hillary Clinton. You know, those kind of connections that you meet at those schools, those big, I mean, the sororities, fraternities at those schools hold heavy connections with, you know, moguls and CEOs around the country.
All right, fine.
But yeah, go ahead and go to ASU and have fun, though, Derek.
I see your point.
A lot of people went there. There's a lot of connections there.
That's true.
A lot of connections.
That's true. But you're gonna have fun in a year when you're the number one draft pick and have a boatload of money.
It can happen no matter what.
I win, Derek.
Good for you. Now let's move on to sport that is actually happening right now, that's in progress, that we all, well, John, you kind of care about it now.
Yeah, I'm getting into it.
I brought him around to it. That's right, y'all. Time for a little foot and mouth.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out of a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Oh, that is right, y'all. It is time for Foot in Mouth, and we have the opening, too. It's fantastic. It's real now. It's real. It is a real segment of Foot in Mouth. It's even more real because we got a real Italian with us.
Hey.
Yeah, he's been here the entire show. You know him as Will Thomas saying hey.
What's up, everybody?
It's time for Foot and Mouth because it's the Premier League is back in full effect. In full effect completely. La Liga's back. Serie A's back. No, wait.
No, they're not there yet.
The German Cup is happening right now.
Right.
But you also have Ligue 1 is back. So everything that matters is back. Even the MLS is in session too, which they're doing all right for themselves.
Whew, thank God.
But, all right. Oh, man. It's about time. About time to put some play out there. But thank God for this past weekend. I don't know about you, but my Saturdays and Sundays happened with me waking up and watching some football.
I was telling this to my wife today. I was like, I'm so happy soccer's back. I was like, we have something to do every Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. She's like, yeah, great.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's like having, you know, your football Sundays, but you have them 3 days of the week.
And sometimes even more.
Depends on if Champions League's yeah. Europa League. Oh, my goodness. It's coming back. Now, there's a lot of places to start with. The one I got to start with right now is my man, Kevin! Kevin De Bruyne.
Tough blow.
He is out with the knee ligament issues. 3 months is what they're giving him.
Right.
3 months. Now, for you thinking a player as the caliber of Kevin De Bruyne going down, you might think, oh my goodness, this team, they're not going to be doing much. But nope. Man City is like, nah. You know, we got this guy called David Silva. He does all right for us.
Yeah, he's all right.
He does all right. We have a guy, Sergio Aguero. He likes getting hat tricks. We got a guy in the wing, Leroy Sané. Eh, he's pretty quick. Oh, we have this amazing Brazilian guy, Gabriel Jesus. Oh, yeah. He's phenom. They got so much depth at Man City, it's ridiculous. And they went on and proved that in such fashion when they trounced. Who were they playing this past week?
I believe it was Brighton.
Was it Brighton? Yes. I think it was Brighton. They obliterated them.
6-1.
6-1. I should pull these scores up. And as I'm doing that, it's spectacular. It sucks that Kevin De Bruyne goes down because he is a fantastic player, great talent to watch. When you see him with the ball,
Huddersfield Town. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There we go. All right. So yeah. There we go. John coming in clutch with that.
Yep.
6-1. They look like they're going to be class once again in the Premier League.
I think the only team that's honestly going to give them a fight is Liverpool. I think they're the only ones with the firepower that can do it, man.
And the thing that scares me, though, is Liverpool, their front three, phenomenal.
They don't have anybody midfield back up, though.
Is a little shaky.
Thinnish. You know.
You don't have the class that the midfield, even without Kevin De Bruyne in there, Man City is still the class in the league. And you saw what happened to Man United when they went up against Brighton Hove.
They deserve to lose that game. If anybody,
I feel like they got a lot more problems than just on the field.
They have a lot of problems.
Squad. I mean, hearing, you know, management and player issues. Oh, that sounded like it hurt. Is that your elbow?
We heard that one. Yeah.
That hurts. Funny bone?
Yeah.
Always funny.
Manchester United is in a bad spot right now. Jose Mourinho, I'm surprised he's still there.
I'll tell you this one.
Which is their manager.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's their manager.
Who is
But it seems like he's one of those guys that loves the limelight more than his players.
He likes
he's
kind of on himself.
He's almost like a Rex Ryan. Yeah, you know, or he's just constantly he's trying to constantly be in the spotlight over his players.
The only difference is that Mourinho's won in almost every place he's been at.
I mean, he took
shots to Rex Ryan.
He took a Portugal team
Porto.
To win the Champions League.
I mean, it's incredible.
That's an incredible feat right there. And he's done that with, he went to Inter and he had a great success there.
Won the treble with Inter.
Yeah, went to treble with, was it? Yeah.
Went to Real Madrid, won at Madrid. He's won multiple times at Chelsea. I mean, the guy wins. You can't take it away from him, but.
But this Man U squad.
It's just not clicking. He's not getting through to him.
He wants to have like Pogba and doesn't know what to do with him, I feel.
Right.
Or he doesn't know how to play with him because Pogba likes it being up there with the ball.
Yeah.
And Mourinho's like, let's stay back a little bit.
Yeah, he definitely keeps him back a little bit more than you've seen with like when he used to play with Juventus and especially France in the World Cup. He looked fantastic because Deschamps let him have the ball and push behind the strikers. That's where he's better used. But a team like Man United who goes up against a team like Brighton and nothing like to kick shade on those guys, because even last year they came in the league and actually played decent against some
tougher
teams. They were a
middle-table team.
Oh, yeah.
And they were from the championship division the year before that.
Correct.
So this is a good squad they got.
And to go up against Man United, who has all the money in the world. I mean, they print money. You know, like, it's incredible. To lose and deservedly lose 3-2. And honestly, they could have actually gone down another goal. But with all that money they have up there, with Alexis Sanchez and players like Romelu Lukaku, and I mean World Cup winners, Pogba, and so on and so forth, it's you should be beating these teams. This should be 3 points, and you need all the points you can get because, like Derek said, Man City's just gonna steamroll people,
especially this first like seven games or something against the bottom half of the table.
Yeah, if you guys like to put any money down, I can tell you this: I would put a couple bucks on Man City to just keep steamrolling teams.
I mean, their ability to score goals is spectacular. For the casual fan, this is the team to watch.
Yeah,
they're going to be scoring goals.
Yeah.
And speaking of the team, the other team that might be coming be chasing them is Liverpool. That team, like I said, when you have Sadio Mane, Mohamed Salah, and Roberto Firmino in your front line, that's going to be a fun team to watch. And they had a fun time playing against a tough-looking Crystal Palace team.
You knew that was going to be a tough fight.
I mean, they got the Crystal Palace has been kind of coming up in the up-and-comings as... That was a terrible sentence. But
you've been doing it all show.
It's been a tough one.
I've just let them all go.
Yeah,
but
thank you. I appreciate
it. If Giroud was here, he would not be letting this fly.
We got to let it go. You know, somebody's got to roll with the punches, and that's what I'm trying to do. But still, Crystal Palace, they have a fun-looking team, and they're going to give teams a fight every single time they're out there. Wilfred Zaha.
Yeah, he's legit. Townsend had a shot today. Oh, unlucky that it didn't go
on the crossbar.
From about 20, 25 yards out, he just
caressed that
thing.
Oh, man, Liverpool's in a tough place right now. Because, I mean, I felt the entire game, if you were actually I felt watching it, was Crystal Palace really having the control in their first third.
They definitely were pushing.
Yeah,
they were really pushing.
Keeping Liverpool on their back heel. Got lucky because they pushed everyone forward in that corner and they got their second goal. But
exactly.
They had to go for the point. Yeah,
most definitely, especially at home. Start the season, you know, you got to get as much as you can.
But Crystal Palace fans, your team looks pretty good.
Definitely,
they should be fun to watch.
So, so you said Man City, Liverpool are the front runners. Who's your sleeper team? Like a Leicester City that won it, you know, a few years ago. Obviously, not the run like they had. Obviously, that's one in a
That was incredible. That was one of the best things.
One in a generational thing. But who's your sleeper this year in the Premier League?
I feel like Tottenham's the only team that might be able to stand a chance against breaking the top two. Harry Kane,
Dele Alli, like that.
Heung-min Son.
Son, yeah.
You also have Lucas. They acquired from PSG, so they have a good talented team. And even then, I don't see them being able to crack it, though.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, just like Man City just has a depth that no other team has right now, at least in the Premier League. There's nobody else that has. I mean,
the real test for Man City, I feel, this year is the Champions League. They need to win the Champions League trophy.
It's tough to see.
Yeah, because it's going to be a tough year. Because while we're leaving the Premier League, we got to go into Serie A. That started up this past weekend, too. As your boy... Your team, Juventus, took the field.
Yes, sir.
With Ronaldo in the front, playing striker up there, it looks like.
Yeah.
And didn't quite get the debut he wanted, but you got the 3 points.
Yeah, it came off a
You obviously
late
watched
winter.
The game, I take it.
Yeah, I had to watch it on my phone. ESPN Plus, I'm not sure how I'm
feeling
about that.
Yeah, it is kind of cool that the ESPN is doing it, but yeah, ESPN Plus is where you got
to
go.
Give you $50 to watch this on my phone.
Is it $50 a month or a
year? No, for a year. You know you're going to forget about it to cancel it, and then you're like, oh, we automatically billed you $50. You look great.
It's actually gone up now. It's $250.
Oh, man.
Serie A football. Don't you love it? Yeah.
I just wanted to watch 90 minutes.
I just want to know who they're going to be the commentators and whatnot. For that,
probably rotating cast, you know. But
Lexi Lawless,
he's on Fox.
He's on Fox. Yeah,
thank God. Anyways.
Yeah. Why is he still there?
I think I played at Padova, but anyways. They came out and they scored right away. And Chievo, I think honestly, this year Juventus is going to have a tougher time at first breaking down defenses because Italian leagues are known more for tactical and defending and staying more compact than you would see in the Spanish and British leagues. A lot more wide open, a lot more goal scoring. But
especially in La Liga.
Especially in the La Liga, you know. And it's also, you know, first game, new teammates and everything. It's going to take a second. He came close a couple of times. He honestly should have scored at least one goal, but he missed.
I still have faith in the guy to get at least 25 goals.
Oh, if he doesn't get over 30 goals, I'll be shocked.
You'll be
the service that he's going to have this year is going to be incredible.
That I wanted to bring them up because that's the team in the Champions League I feel is going to be a really big threat.
Yeah.
This Juve team is top-down class.
They're in to win right now.
Oh, they have to. I mean, they've reached two finals and not shown anything for it.
Yeah,
for it.
I know.
When's
it's
22
years.
I mean, it's been since 2000 when Inter was the Inter was the last team to
for an Italian league.
Yeah, for Italian league to win it, right?
2011, I believe.
Yeah,
when they won the treble with Mourinho. But yeah, that was the last time.
So it's been a while for the. I mean, it's been Spanish leagues nonstop.
Nonstop.
I mean, finally,
Bayern Munich got one in there. For the rest of it's been Barcelona and Real Madrid.
For the, thankfully, we're not going to see. I don't think we're going to see Real Madrid in there.
No,
they do not look that good.
They look weak.
Turns out they had the lowest attended game ever.
In 9 years or something like that.
It was 49,000 showed up, and it's a stadium that can fit about 89,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that some fallout from a Ronaldo trade?
Most
or?
Definitely.
Yeah.
That guy is beloved and everything, but, you know.
He did everything for them.
Right.
He was a guaranteed 40 goals.
Yeah. With ease.
Yeah. And then some. So... you got Gareth Bale out there, which I still think is a, you know, glad they're actually able to keep him around. But they got Modric, who has a foot out the door already. He doesn't seem like he wants to be there. He's going to stay there for the year at least, till at least the next transfer window. But
yeah, I don't see him leaving this year. Yeah. But I mean, who knows next year? Like you said, he might. There were reports he was being scouted by Inter Milan.
Yeah,
but then I just read some article today saying that.
That's the thing, man. You can never trust the sources out there in soccer. They're all over the place. You hear one thing all the time.
But we'll see. Yeah, the Champions League will be interesting this year. There's going to be some real strong squads. This will be the first time that the Italian League has four teams back in the Champions League. The first time in, I believe, over 10 years. So it'll be good to see. And it'll be curious to see teams like Real Madrid and Barcelona. Barcelona has a really good squad this year. They picked up Vidal there, kind of sneakily. I mean, he's about 31 years old, but the guy can still play, no doubt.
He still is a solid guy in the midfield. I mean, they got Malcolm as well. They got Coutinho.
Philip Coutinho's coming off your bench.
Yeah.
That's where you're sitting. That's not bad.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
I mean,
you'll figure
out a way. You got a guy named by the name of Leo Messi there.
Yeah,
he's not bad at it.
One or two goals.
Before we do get to our last bit for our LA correspondent, I do want to give a quick shout out. USA Soccer. He's got some up-and-coming stars that are playing actually
in
European soccer, primarily the Bundesliga. Watch out for Schalke and Werder Bremen.
Werder Bremen,
They have McKinney on Schalke, a midfielder for them. Looks good. But the one also you want to look out for, Timothy Way.
Yeah, Way. He's going to be, I think, a real legitimate striker there.
And guy is quick like none other. Unfortunately, you got a guy named Kylian Mbappe, who's a little bit quicker and a little bit better than you right now. He's actually around the same age. They're both 19. But USA Soccer is coming up because we actually have stars to look out for in European soccer. Obviously, the son of a legend.
Yeah, George. I mean, yeah, you have some pretty good pedigree when your dad is George Weah.
Yeah,
and if you ever remember
back
in the day, he was one heck of a goal scorer back in the day. He played for AC Milan for years, and now that you have his son in the USA team, I would be really happy if I was a soccer fan. That kid's going to score goals, not
and
Jose Altidore style.
Obviously,
either.
Christian Pulisic as well, over in Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah, right, without saying.
He's the man. I got my boy Juan telling me to talk about real sports, so I'm going to give him some real sports right now. We're talking real sport. I take it back, Juan. Soccer is a beautiful game. Get used to it. But I do have an update for my LA correspondent. And like I told you, there's going to be some technical stuff going on right now. That's because it's pre-recorded and it's perfect. So, for your ears. Hold up.
For my ears,
I listen to silence, yes.
The sweet sounds.
Let's start that again.
Oh. WWE SummerSlam 2018 happened yesterday in New York City at the Barclays Center. It was a big one. There were 5 title fights and 4 title changes. There were also a couple other big storylines, one of those being the rivalry between The Miz and Daniel Bryan. Now, Daniel Bryan made his return at WrestleMania 34, but Daniel Bryan and The Miz have been feuding for several years after Daniel Bryan was an apprentice of The Miz. Things went sideways and they've been feuding.
Oh, no.
No.
For the last few years, so they had their fight to renew the rivalry. It was going Daniel Bryan's way with the yes movement, lots of yes kicks. And after one resounding yes kick to the Miz's abdomen, ran into his wife, Maris, who handed him a pair of brass knuckles. He takes them from his wife, turns around, punches Daniel Bryan in the face, knocks him out, runs back to his wife, hands her back the brass knuckles. And there he goes. He wins. So basically he cheated, which was too bad. But I think that this is going to renew the rivalry and we'll see Daniel Bryan come back. Another one of the big storylines was Kevin Owens versus Braun Strowman. Now, Braun Strowman won the Money in the Bank briefcase, or as some like to call it, Monster in the Bank briefcase, since Braun Strowman won it. Kevin Owens was really unhappy with that fight, and he asked Stephanie McMahon if he could fight Braun Strowman at SummerSlam for the Money in the Bank. This is unprecedented, but she agreed. She said whoever won that fight could have the Money in the Bank contract. Well, they came out to fight, and it wasn't much of a fight. Braun Strowman destroyed Kevin Owens in just a few minutes. He retained the Monster in the Bank contract, promising to turn it in or cash it in very soon. Another one of the big fights was Ronda Rousey versus Alexa Bliss for the Raw Women's Championship. Now, Alexa Bliss had lost it for a short period of time. She lost it to Nia Jax, and Nia Jax was going to fight Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania 34. However, she had won the Money in the Bank contract, and she cashed it in that night. Ronda Rousey was really unhappy with how Alexa Bliss...